Good morning. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, a program for all of you who have a little Lincoln in you. And I think that's probably most of our audience. Our guest this hour is one of the country's top Lincoln presenters. And later in the hour, you'll have a chance to actually question Mr. Lincoln. How often in your life have you had a chance to question Mr. Lincoln? I'm going to absolutely love this hour. I love it already. Now, I do want to tell you we're in a pledge drive, and we have, as Mike Arnold said, probably the most unusual premium ever offered in a pledge drive this hour. And I need to tell you before we meet our wonderful presenter and talk about Lincoln, Rhonda gave me a birthday present in August. And what was it? I mean, I couldn't believe it when I opened the package. It was an Abraham Lincoln chia. And you've seen his picture. If you haven't, it's on Facebook right now, The Kathleen Dunn Show. His hair has grown because my birthday was in August. But he's still got a great head of hair, and he can have new hair during the course of putting new hair on his head. So for a premium of $120, we will send you, and you will always remember this hour. You will always remember this conversation because it will be with you forever. Abraham Lincoln chia pet. We don't know if this is going to work or not, but we wanted to do something fun. So be with us. Be in the spirit. We have a terrific guest this hour. In addition to a terrific premium, Dennis Boggs of Nashville, Tennessee, is our guest. And Dennis travels all over the country bringing Abraham Lincoln's story to life for audiences of all ages. He has presented at the Lincoln Memorial, at the Carl Sandburg Memorial home. He has presented to churches, and he loves going to schools, and students love meeting Abraham Lincoln because they have a chance to talk to him. He studied Abraham Lincoln's life and speeches for some 15 years. He's done documentaries for the History Channel. He's been featured on several PBS programming stations, and he is our guest this hour of the program. The second segment of the program, we will be having a chance to ask Mr. Lincoln questions. So think about what you would like to have asked Abraham Lincoln. So here we go with our guest. And hello to you, Dennis Boggs of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, good morning, Ms. Dunn in Wisconsin. How's the weather there?
Well, it's a gorgeous day. I love your voice. I love Tennessee, actually. And, I'm a little jealous of what you've done for a living because I could never be, obviously, a Lincoln presenter. But to be so immersed as you must be in his life, in his writings, his beautiful crafting of words, there is a lot of Lincoln in you at this point, isn't there?
Yes, ma'am. Lincoln and I, our personalities tend to fit like a glove, I think, and I didn't realize I had Lincoln in me until he was introduced to me, though.
How was he introduced to you?
He was introduced to me in community theater. My wife and I actually met in a community theater group, and I was doing a play in this little tiny theater in Old Hickory, Tennessee. Full house is 88. It was a comedy. I had a full beard and mustache and was speaking with an English accent, and when the show was over, another director came up and said, I think if you'd shave your mustache and color your whiskers, we could do Lincoln. And that started my journey. That was in 1991.
Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't
it?
Long time. And you've traveled all over the country. And to me, what must have been a highlight was to have been at the Lincoln Memorial presenting Abraham Lincoln. Maybe something else was a highlight, but what a moment that must have been, huh?
Well, it was. Actually, the first time I did that, I wasn't even dressed as the president. My wife and I, that was our first trip to Washington, D.C., and we were taking in all the Lincoln sites, and I was dressed in a kind of a polo shirt and a pair of slacks, but I looked like Lincoln. So we were bombarded by people who wanted pictures and never say no. And after about an hour and a half of this, we started talking with one of the tour guides there, and he said, well, you've caused such a stir. Would you like to speak while you're here? And I said, well, I'm not dressed as Lincoln. And he said, well, obviously that doesn't matter. And so he called his supervisor, and he said, I have a gentleman here who looks like Lincoln, and I'm going to ask him to speak. And I stood in front of Lincoln's statue in my street clothes and delivered the Gettysburg Address in front of his image. And it was quite a thrill.
Oh, That makes me cry even to think about that. I cry when I go to the that memorial. And for me, one of the most hallowed grounds, sacred grounds, was where he delivered his Gettysburg Address.
Oh yes, ma'am. I've been there too. It's a very sobering experience to go there.
Tell me how you prepare to be a presenter. He wrote so much. Do you read it over and over? You must have most of it memorized at this point. But how do you study his life? How do you take on his essence?
Well, I just immersed myself in everything about Lincoln that I could. Of course, I started with some of the basic. I started with Carl Sandburg, and then I went on and on. But my best tool as a Lincoln presenter is a place called the Lincoln Log. It's a day-by-day account that has anything that Lincoln said or that was written down, especially anything in his own handwriting. And so that's really been kind of my Bible a lot. But just immersing myself and trying to go to as many Lincoln sites as I can. I've been to a few. I still have several that I need to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told by another Lincoln presenter many years ago who saw me do a play in Nashville that to be very careful about reading about Abraham Lincoln. He said, because if there's a little Lincoln inside you, whether you're an adult or a child or a man or woman, if there's a little Lincoln inside you and you begin to read about him, chances are you will find something that you can relate to. And once that happens, then you just have to find out more. So I've been reading Lincoln now for over 20 years.
Mm. He is endlessly fascinating and always important, always important.
And always in the public eye.
Yes.
Always.
I'm interested in the fact that you won. I wonder how many people were there and what a sight this must have been. You won an award for being the country's top Lincoln presenter. What was that competition like?
Well, there's several Lincoln competitions around the country every year. This one... As a matter of fact, there's one this Saturday in Hodgenville, Kentucky, the place where Lincoln was born.
Are you going?
I haven't made my mind up yet whether I'm going or not. I went up there the first time in 1997 and won their contest, and I was very, very shocked. And it's a great little event. I think we had that particular year, that was in 1997, I think. I think we had 13 Lincolns there. I actually belong to a group of Lincolns, the Association of Lincoln Presenters. So there's a Lincoln out there just about everywhere. And we have a convention once a year. But the contest that you're speaking of took place in Decatur, Illinois. To be quite honest with you, there were only a handful of Lincolns there. I think we had 13 Lincolns. They based these little competitions on not only your physical appearance, but your speaking ability. And I'm lucky. I've got a little theater background behind me, and I've always been a people person, so it's easy for me to talk.
Hmm. Well, I've heard you speak as Lincoln, and you also have you have something of his essence, I think, in the way that you present him. There's something that rings very true about the words that you speak. You obviously know them well, and you make us understand him in a very important way. And that's a great thing to do with your life. Isn't it great you can do this?
Well, be careful what you pray for. I never envisioned that this would turn into a full-time occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Let's take one quick phone call for you, because the next time we talk to you, you will be Mr. Lincoln. Tom in Hartford, Wisconsin. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Kathleen. And Dennis, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I just have one burning question. I've been reading a little bit about Lincoln, not as much as other people, but when I first read or heard of this story, it was very upsetting to me, and I just want to know, is it actually true, or is it just a myth? And it has to do with the stealing of Lincoln's body. Supposedly, I don't know who or why and what for and how long, but... somebody stole Lincoln's body after he was assassinated, and could you just comment on that at all? Is that a true story?
Oh yes, it is. It is. As a matter of fact, there's several books out there. One just came out a couple of years ago, calling "Stealing Lincoln's Body." And in 1877, four counterfeiters whose engraver of their plates was in Joliet Prison. They were in a bar in Spring. Of course, they came up with this idea in a bar. And somewhere, someone said, well, I've got a great idea. Why don't we kidnap the body of Abraham Lincoln, hold it for $250,000 ransom, and the release of our engraver from prison? I'm sure it sounded like a good idea at the time, but it failed. They did attempt to take Lincoln's body out of the tomb, but their little group had been infiltrated by a Secret Service agent. But as a result of that, Lincoln's body was moved several times within the monument, and he was finally laid to rest permanently in 1902. But yeah, it's a very, very interesting story. As a matter of fact, there was even a documentary on the History Channel, I think, Stealing Lincoln's Body. You can probably look that up.
And thank you, Tom, very much for the call. The next time we talk to Dennis, he will no longer be Dennis. He will be Abraham Lincoln. We thought, and I know that students all over the country really have history come to life and love meeting Mr. Lincoln. We're going to give you a chance to ask Mr. Lincoln whatever question you would like to ask. And please make sure it's during his lifetime. We don't want you asking what kind of car does he drive, you know, a Lincoln. No, we don't want to go there. We want to go to his life, okay? So get your calls ready. Think about what you would like to ask Mr. Lincoln, and we'll be interviewing Abe Lincoln. Oh, it doesn't get better than that when we next talk to Dennis. Our phone number for you to join the conversation is 800-486-8655. We're just beginning to enjoy our conversation with Dennis Boggs, learning about Abraham Lincoln, and we will get back to that conversation. First, we need to take a few minutes to ask for your support of the programs that you enjoy. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported. We are in our fall membership drive. Mike Arnold is with me, and we're asking you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift in support of the programs that you count on.
And last hour, the goal was just 35 pledges, and we heard from 54
wonderful
people, 54
great
listeners. Thanks for those pledges. We really appreciate that. But, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, I suppose. We have another goal for this hour. 50 calls in this hour between now and 11 o'clock, between now and Larry Mueller. And I think with having Abraham Lincoln on, why wouldn't you want to call right now?
I know.
Help us meet this goal by making your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The programs you enjoy will be here every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks to your support.
On this network, you hear, of course, substantial topics, and we know that you want more than just a headline, so we're sure to go in-depth on the issues that matter to you. It's also important to step back and have fun once in a while. This is kind of a combination hour. It's fun because our premium is this wonderful chia pet, but it's also, it doesn't get much more substantial than the life of Abraham Lincoln and the country during the time when he was president. It's just important. So we ask you to make your donation in support of the fun and the importance of these programs at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kathleen, you did mention that there is a very special reason for you to call, because if you call and make a pledge at $120 or more, you will get an Abraham Lincoln chia pet. You heard me right. I've been in public radio. I have worked in public radio for 20-some years, and I have never seen anything like this. You have probably listened to public radio for a long time, and you've heard about tote bags. You've heard about T-shirts. You've heard about baseball caps,
right?
You know, kush balls. Who knows what? Whatever it is that we gave away. But this is, without a doubt, the most unique pledge gift ever. It's an Abraham Lincoln chia pet. If you pledge $120 or more, ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial free, and that's a big deal. It means, though, that we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, and corporate funding are important.
That's right. And you enjoy listening to public radio. But the largest piece of the budget pie, you may not realize this, comes from you. Listener support is the single largest source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. And your support really makes a difference. It's the backbone of our funding. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's fundraising time. Maybe we've worn you down. Well, if you finally decided to give, but still undecided about how much to give, I'm Scott Simon from NPR News. We have a suggestion. Why don't you think about becoming a sustaining giver? Just $10 a month. It's billed to your credit card. It renews automatically. But you can stop anytime you want. We hope you won't. Then no matter when you tune into your station, you know that you're doing your part. So join as a sustaining supporter of your station today. Just $10 a month. Here's how.
You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is really the right amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
But if you do that $10 a month thing that Scott Simon suggested, you can get an Abraham Lincoln chia pet right now. So I'm hoping that that will be the thing that will push you over the top to make you make that pledge. And if you're thinking that your tax dollars, federal and state, already support Wisconsin Public Radio, you're right. I mean, they do to some extent. And we thank you for that.
We sure do. And for you to get the quality and variety of programs that you're used to on WPR, we also need contributions from individual listeners. Listener support is actually the single biggest piece of the budget pie. It means that we cannot do this without you. Make your personal contribution to pay for the radio programs that you listen to on WPR. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The largest and single largest and most important and most reliable source of funding is listener support. And remember, you can get an Abraham Lincoln chia pet this hour for your pledge of $120 or more. If you want to get it, you have to call now. As we said, we'd like to hear from 50 people in this hour. We've already heard from four, so we're making some progress, but we still need to hear from you. And wouldn't you love to tell your friends that you got a chia pet as a thank you gift from the public radio station? This is the only hour during the drive that you can get that thank you gift. Pledge right now at 888-202-2552 or make a secure e-pledge at WPR.org.
It may be the only hour in the history of public radio that you can get this chia pet. This is it.
Yeah.
You may think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is. After all, you've been listening for years without making a pledge, so there's the proof, right? Well, WPR has been around for a long time because remarkable people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
Now it's time for you to make that decision. Your donation is important, and it does make a difference. And we need to hear from you now. The chia pet, oddly enough, has the words, "Leave nothing for tomorrow, which can be done today," on the side of it, which I guess Abraham Lincoln must have said that. So make your pledge of support now. Don't put it off. It's time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you may want to consider becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews each year, and it breaks your pledge into affordable monthly installments. It's easy to set up. It's a great way to make a lasting impact. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we're still looking for 44 calls, 44 more pledges in the next, 40-something minutes. So we hope that you will call now at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Not only can you get the Abe Lincoln thank you gift, the chia pet at the $10 a month level, but also as an added bonus to a pledge at any amount today, you'll be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to the Packers-Lions game, which is coming up in December at Lambeau Field. So lots of good reasons for you to call. But the main reason is because you rely on this radio station and you know your support is important.
In this hour, it's because there's a little Lincoln in all of you who are listening to this, and that's a very good thing. As for the Abraham Lincoln chia pet, we hope that that you'll enjoy it. I think you will. With your pledge of $120 or more, please donate, and thank you, Mike, very much. We are going to meet Mr. Lincoln this segment of the program, and what a treat this will be. If you have a question that you would like to ask Mr. Lincoln, our presenter, Dennis, will appear as the 16th President of the United States momentarily. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we are honored now to have the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, as our guest. President Lincoln, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Dunn, for having me. having me today. It's been quite a few years since I was in Wisconsin.
Yes, I'm sure that it has been. You know, I'm interested in what people read, President Lincoln, and I have read that you never read an entire novel in your whole life. You once began Ivanhoe, but you never finished it. What did you read that was so important in having you become the man you became?
Well, my first textbook, of course, was the King James Version of the Bible. My mother, Nancy Hanks Lincoln, could read a little and write just a little. She passed away when I was 9 years old from drinking poison milk. And a year later, my father remarried. Now, books were a rare commodity in the Indiana wilds in those days. And my stepmother, Sarah Bush Johnston, when she came, she could neither read nor write, but she wrote 12 books. So I began to just devour these books. They were Aesop, 1001 Arabian Nights, which was one of my specials, Weems' Life of Washington, and so the Founding Fathers became my heroes as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I read, even though I never finished Ivanhoe, I read everything I could get my hands on. I always said that my best friend was anyone who could get me a book that I hadn't read yet.
Hmm. And what about your ability to write? I must tell you that there are speeches that you have given that I think are absolutely so moving and so beautiful that the only way I can do them justice is to read them aloud. Where did you get that gift?
Well, when I read aloud to the Segrange, to most of the people around me.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I mm-hmm. always read aloud. Because by reading aloud, I had two senses working for me. I spoke the words out. First, I saw the words with my eyes, and then I spoke them with my mouth, and it was easier for me to remember that. I must admit, everything came slow to me as a child, and I suppose even as an adult, but everything came slow to me. That little speech that I thought was going to be a failure that I delivered at Gettysburg, I spent 2 weeks on that, and then after I got to Gettysburg the evening before, I changed it again. So, and I was always doing that, trying to find just the right word. I was helped in my writing career in New Salem, Illinois, as a young man. I met a gentleman by the name of Mentor Graham, and he helped me an awful lot with my writing. He introduced me to some wonderful punctuation marks. I knew two. A question mark and a period, but he introduced me to the rest at the age of actually 21. And my favorite of all is the semicolon, because with the semicolon you can go on and on like I'm doing now.
We have people who would like to speak with you to meet Mr. Lincoln and question Mr. Lincoln, and let me extend the invitation to other listeners. 800-486-8655 is our number, 800-486-8655. Daryl in La Coup d'Oreille would like to speak with you. Hi, Daryl.
Hello, and hello, Mr. Lincoln.
Good morning, sir.
I have a question taken from A People's History of the United States by Professor Howard Zinn. And my question is, why, in 1862, during the Civil War, why did you and Congress give 100 million acres of U.S. land to the various railroads for free?
Well, first of all, my interest in the railroads started long, many, many years before that. And I thought it was very important, not only myself, but most of the members of Congress, that we have a railroad which connected one end of this country to the other. If we were ever going to be the country that we were intended to be, we had to have a railroad stretching from California to the East Coast. As a matter of fact, I signed the papers to start the Union Pacific Railroad, the Transcontinental Railroad, in 1862. Why? We thought it was for the best interest of the country.
You mentioned that Gettysburg Address. I am wondering, you were criticized for that address. You didn't get a lot of terrific press. People thought it was too short. The guy before you, who went on and on and on, was considered the more articulate speaker. Did you keep track of your critics? Did you pay them any attention, or did you brush all of that off?
Oh, no, no, no. It's very important to find out what people are saying about you, you know, and your critics are your best source of information. It was true that I was disappointed in the speech myself.
You were?
Yes. When I stepped off the stage, I told my friend, Ward Hill Hammond, I said, Ward, that speech was a flat failure. The people didn't accept it. But a short time later, I received a little note from Edward Everett, the man who spoke before me for over 2 hours. And he said, in essence, Mr. President, I would flatter myself, sir, if I had come as close to the occasion in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes. And at your convenience, I would deem it an honor to have a copy of your speech. So I thought, well, maybe it didn't have an effect. Besides, Ms. Dunn, people will remember you not for how much you write, but what you write.
Yes,
and not
they
for
will.
How much you say, but what you say.
Mm-hmm. John in Galena, Illinois. Hi, John.
And Mr. President, I've got a question about Ann Rutledge and what your memories are, and was she the love of your life?
Well, I knew Ann's story was going to come up before this program was over. I knew Ann Rutledge in Springfield, in New Salem, Illinois. She was a beautiful young girl. I may have loved her dearly, but I doubt that I would have ever told her that personally. She was engaged to another man. I don't think that I would have ever asked her to marry me. When she died at a young age of what they called a brain fever, yes, it upset me. Was she the love of my life? No. But according to my last law partner, William Herndon, she was. Of course, Billy claimed to know everything about my personal family life, and even though we were law partners for 15 years, he never set foot in my home. And one of the reasons was Mrs. Lincoln didn't care for Billy, and Billy didn't care for her. By the way, before he wrote the story of Ann Rutledge in his biography, the first person he interviewed was Mrs. Lincoln. And then after that, he came up with Ann. But she was a beautiful young girl. I actually lived in her father's tavern there for a while. Her death was a great loss to me, yes.
Let's talk a little bit more about your wife, about Mary Todd Lincoln. She was widely criticized for being a spendthrift, for being unstable. You were very devoted to her, and I'm wondering if you see something in her that the rest of the world is not capable of seeing.
Well, ma'am, first of all, Mrs. Mary Todd saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. Why she would marry me in the first place was always a question that I was never able to answer. She had quite a few suitors, including Stephen Douglas at one point. Of course, she would have never married him because he was a Democrat. But Mary was a fascinating woman. She was very highly educated for her time. She was very political for a woman. She could speak French better than the French. I'm not going to say that she pushed me, but without her guidance, I have serious doubts that I would have ever been elected president. At one point, I had been offered the governorship of the Oregon Territory, and I was going to accept that. But Mrs. Lincoln said, no, Father, if you take that job, that's where your political career will end. And I fear that if we go to Oregon, as she called it, that our babies will be scalped by the Indians. So we didn't go to Oregon. But I met her at her sister's home in Springfield, Illinois. She was a beautiful young girl. I was very bashful. In order to get to know her, I walked up to her and I said, Miss Todd, my name is Abraham Lincoln, and ma'am, I would like to dance with you in the worst way, which I did. We never danced again, but we were married a short time later, and she was the guiding force in my life, and I can say today, quite frankly, the love of my life.
Mm.
Did Mary have emotional problems? Yes, she did. I encourage people to read a little bit more about Mrs. Lincoln than the one volume called The Insanity Files. Was she a spendthrift? Well, Mary could, yeah, she liked to spend money, but most women do. So I don't think that's out of character. She did a whole lot more good than people think she did. As a matter of fact, 150 years ago today, she sent 1,000 pounds of grapes to the military hospitals in Washington. You know, she was always caring for the wounded there. Even with all the losses that we had personally, she really did take care of those people.
Mm, and you had so many losses. 1,000 pounds of grapes today.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing to keep in our minds. We are talking with President Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States. We'll take a few more phone calls from Mr. Lincoln in a moment. If you'd like to join our conversation, our number is 800-486-8655. And let me just let you in on the fact that it's not really Abraham Lincoln. It's Dennis Boggs, who is considered the top Abraham Lincoln presenter in the United States. We are also in a pledge drive, and those of you who can give us $120 will forever remember this day and the fact that not only did Mary Todd Lincoln send 1,000 pounds of grapes to troops in the Civil War, it was also the day that you pledged $120 and got an Abraham Lincoln chia pet, which has quotations on the side of it as well. So that's what's going on this hour. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive as well. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Mike Arnold is joining me in our studios. And as a regular listener to this program, you know that you're always going to hear something worthwhile. And sometimes we do the unexpected. Today, we're asking you to put a dollar value on this program. Your gift to WPR is vital. It's really a big part of what keeps us going. So support this program and everything else you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a gift in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We don't need 1,000 pounds of grapes. All we need is your pledge at any level right now. In fact, we'd like to hear from 36 more people between now and the top of the hour, about 20 minutes from now. We can do that. In fact, I know we will do that because there have to be at least 36 people listening who'd like to get the Abraham Lincoln chia pet. And basically what it is, it's a clay bust of Abraham Lincoln. You put seeds on it and his hair grows, but it's like it's some sort of weed or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's basically a great way to sort of signify your support to public radio. So please, now is the time to make that call. We need 36 calls between now and 11 o'clock and Larry Mueller coming in. We know we can do it, but we need you to help us stay on track. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times, and I know this happens all the time, this story about Mary Todd Lincoln and the grapes, I've never heard that before. You're listening to the Ideas Network and you heard something that really stopped you in your tracks. You say, oh, I didn't know that. Something that was really interesting, and I must tell you that it happens to me every day. It's why we love doing this program. We strive every day for programs that open your eyes and also engage your brain, programs that affect your life. This kind of radio happens only with your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you only have 20 minutes left to choose an Abraham Lincoln chia pet as your thank you gift for a pledge of $120 or more. This is definitely going to be something that will be a conversation piece for you for years to come, probably. The chia pet is very durable. Your pledge will help support the programs, and you'll enjoy this very special chia pet. Top hat not included, unfortunately. If you look at it on Facebook, it has a top hat because we had a little chia hair accident with it. But don't worry about that. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Many of us are committed to making our community a better place. We volunteer our time. We recycle. We help those in need. We call into talk shows for substantial conversations. And making a financial contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, when you think about it, makes our community a better place as well.
Then your investment, put together with donations from others, makes the music, news, and talk on Wisconsin Public Radio available to everyone. It's the single largest source of funding. It's the reason that this station is so great, and we're proud to be an important part of the Wisconsin community. Help Wisconsin Public Radio stay strong with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I find Wisconsin Public Radio to have such a great variety of information and music. It doesn't insult my intelligence. It's wonderful to listen to. I love the fact that there aren't commercials every 10 seconds. I love the fact that the volume isn't blaring in my face and making me crazy. It provides me with all the kind of nourishment that I need in order to go through my day. I'm Chris from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for balanced issues and stories.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we're asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift of $50, $100, $500, whatever amount is right for you, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio on the radio, whether you're in your car, at home, or at work, and you listen online at WPR.org anytime your radio is not handy.
Wisconsin Public Radio is in your life, no matter what you're doing or where you are. Please pledge now to support this access to great radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We often say that the easiest way to support, that it's easy to support Wisconsin Public Radio, but the easiest way is to become a sustainer. And that means like $10 a month. You do it on your credit card or your bank account. And actually, today, now, this moment is the best time to become a sustainer because $10 a month, you get the Abe Lincoln
right.
Chia Pet.
Yes.
But it's also a great way to do it because you can do it in any way. You don't have to think about it. You save a lot of trees. It automatically renews, right?
Yeah. Right.
You don't have to renew every year. Choose a monthly amount. It's easy.
Some people give $5 a month, $10, $15, $20, or more. The idea is to pick the amount that works for you and make the commitment and enjoy the ease of giving ongoing support to WPR.
When we ask for your pledge, we're only looking to break even. The support we ask for is the amount we actually need to provide the service we've come to expect from us. We want you to know that your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is a very important part of keeping things running smoothly here.
It is indeed. We want to let you know that you can pledge easily at 888-202-2552. Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful for right now. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps those phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. So it's WPR.org.
Yes, and we're still looking for 33 pledges. 33 pledges.
Come
I think we can do it in the
Let's
next 15 minutes
yeah.
or so. Help out now. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and phone your friends and let them know that it's a unique opportunity to get this Abraham Lincoln Chia Pet with a pledge of $120. This may be the only time in the history of Wisconsin Public Radio, which is almost 100 years, that we're ever giving a Chia Pet in the shape of a president away. So if you want to take advantage of that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you can do that. And also as an added bonus for your pledge at any amount today only, you'll be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to the Packers-Lions game at Lambeau Field in December. Lincoln, Lambeau, Bliss, it all comes together right here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
In 100 years, isn't that something? We've been here. Oh, my gosh. Imagine all of that. Just take all of that in. Please donate now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Thank you, Mike Arnold, very much. And thank you, everybody, for your pledges here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Dennis Boggs is considered one of the top Abraham Lincoln presenters in this country, and he is, for us, on the radio right now, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president. We have many phone calls for you, President Lincoln. Let's go to Gary in Lac des Flambeaux next. Hi, Gary. Thanks for waiting.
Yes. Hi, and hi, Mr. President. One of the questions that I had was I read that after you were elected on your way to the White House, that you were literally smuggled into the White House for your concern for safety. And I just wonder if you could expound on that some.
Well, I can. There were two trains that left Springfield. My wife and the children left on a separate train. There was a detective by the name of Pinkerton who supposedly had uncovered an assassination plot to stop me from arriving in Washington. And yes, it's true. I was taken off of one train and smuggled into Washington in the wee hours of the morning. I must admit it was not my idea. As a matter of fact, there was no attempt made. And the press was not very flattering to me on that. There were all types of caricatures of me wearing different outfits, sneaking into the city And I have to admit, I said after that that my courage will never once again be brought into question as far as the public was concerned. But the threat of assassination had been with me since before I even got to Washington. And it was just something that you had to live with.
And did that weigh on your mind day after day, or did you have to put it deep in the recess of your mind and carry on without much thought?
I can't say that it didn't weigh on my mind, but, I mean, you know, Ward Lemon stopped me one night. I had left the White House going over to the War Office, and he stopped me in the wee hours of the morning, and he said, Lincoln, because he always just called me Lincoln, he said, man, there are people out here who want to see you dead. And I said, Ward, I know that. And if a man is determined enough to take my life at the risk of giving up his own, there's not a power on earth that can stop him. But Ward, he can only kill me once. And if I have to live my life in fear, I have to die every day, and I just won't do that.
Mm-hmm. So. Let's talk about the war for a moment. I've always wondered what it was like for you, because you had to enter the presidency under these extraordinary circumstances with all of these states leaving the Union, for heaven's sake. Did you ever think, what in the world have I walked into?
You know, yeah, in the beginning. Now, understand, I was elected on November the 6th, 1860, but I wasn't going to be the president for 3 months. On December the 20th of 1860, South Carolina claimed she had already left the Union. She was quickly followed by several other southern states. So by the time I arrived in Washington, seven of our states claimed they had already put themselves outside of the Union. You know, to be honest, when I was first nominated as president, you know, some of the southern states had been talking about secession since before the ink was dry on the Declaration of Independence. And I was asked by a friend before the election, if I was elected, did I think the South would really go through with their threat? And I said, well, they might make some little noise about it before the returns are in, but if I am elected and they wait for me to be inaugurated, for me to commit some covert act to justify their secession, they'll be waiting for a long time. Of course, they didn't wait, you see. And the war started, the war came. And, of course, I was blamed, by the way. I was blamed for starting the war. I've often asked the question, why General Beauregard fired on Fort Sumter on the 12th when he knew that Major Anderson was going to have to walk out of the fort on April the 15th. Anyhow, happiness is having someone to blame. And the president is always, I'm always responsible. I felt responsible for every loss on both sides.
You have been criticized for maybe standing with some people who were not conducting the war in the fashion in which it needed to be conducted. I'm wondering why you stuck with people, generals like McClellan, who wasn't very good, with Burnside, with Hooker. It took you a long time to get to Grant.
Well, it did, and it took a long time because the president, believe it or not, young lady, the president very seldom makes decisions solely based on his own thoughts. And most of my generals some were even political appointees, but I listened to my advisors, and that's what I did. And finally, after a string of defeats and gentlemen who didn't want to do anything, I finally stopped listening to advisors and watching results, and Grant was getting results. And if you look at the record, I put General Grant in charge of the entire army in March of 1864. By March of 1865, it was almost over. McClellan, you know, McClellan was a fantastic organizer and builder of armies, but he was just kind of afraid to use them. I had the opportunity of firing him twice, so. And then he ran against me as president in 64.
Thank you, Mr. President, so much for being with us. We need to speak with Dennis for just a moment before we have to say goodbye, but I must say it's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been my privilege, Kathleen, and I hope to hear from you soon. Have a great day.
Thanks. And Dennis, don't go away. You do presentations all over the country. There's a website I'm sure people can go to, because you do marvelous work with children, I know.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I do have a website. It's www.meetmrlincoln.com. And, yes, I do about 250 school programs a year.
Ooh.
California to New Hampshire and around. I present to everything from preschool to college and university level. I'm very lucky. I don't have to write my own material. It's there. I just have to, first of all, I have to make it entertaining, and then I hope after that it's informational, educational, and motivational.
Yes, it is. You have been for us this hour. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you. Life well lived. It'd be a fun thing to do with your life, and an important thing, don't you think? I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, and for sometimes going beyond the normal, as this hour has been, and we count on you to keep these discussions on the air. Make a gift of any amount right now. Please help us pay for the programs that you depend on. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is one of those hours where people like to sit and listen for the whole hour before they make the call. So we have 5 minutes. We'd like to have 23 phone calls in the next 5 minutes. We have the technology. We have 23 people who can answer the phones for you. And online, we can take an infinite number of people. So we're pretty much set. All you have to do is make that call. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you count on. Thank you if you've already given, but if you haven't, now's a great time to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Dennis Boggs. He was just delightful, wasn't he? Such a thoughtful man about Abraham Lincoln and the conversation with Abraham Lincoln, for that matter. Take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Please choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this is your last chance during Kathleen's show to get entered into that drawing for the Packers tickets.
Oh,
we
yes.
have a pair of Packers tickets. All pledges today are entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to the December 9th Packers-Lions game at Lambeau Field. So if you'd like to get into that drawing, please call now. Also, if that were not enough, I tell you, this is your last chance.
What an hour.
Probably in the history of public radio for you to get an Abraham Lincoln chia pet is a thank you gift. It's basically a clay head of Abraham Lincoln that you can grow things on, and they are entirely legal. I assure you, nothing illegal growing out of Abraham Lincoln's head.
No.
But if you make a pledge of $120 or more right now, you have to do it now, you'll get the Abraham Lincoln chia pet. And it says, leave nothing for tomorrow, which can be done today, which should be the mantra of this pledge drive. So don't put it off. Make that call now at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org.
Oh, Abe, you don't know how you live on. You just don't know. You're living on in our pledge drive. every pledge drive, we hear from people all over the country and even all around the world. We get pledges from Texas, from Alaska, from Japan and Germany.
And you found something very special here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's made possible by listener support. Listener support's the single largest source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support makes Wisconsin Public Radio what it is, a resource that you enjoy and one that's treasured around the state, around the country, and even around the world.
Wisconsin Public Radio erases my prejudice, makes me feel connected to people all over our state. I'm impressed with their thoughtful remarks. I'm proud to be a Wisconsinite and have Wisconsin Public Radio in my life. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we are getting closer, 19 calls away.
All
if
right.
we can get 19 calls between now and the end of the newscast, we're going to be right on target. Every time you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you learn something. I mean, this was a great example this past hour with Abraham Lincoln. Whether it's about the news of the day, a personal anecdote, history, or music, Wisconsin Public Radio is always offering something interesting.
It sure is. And you engage with all of these conversations. The engagement you feel when you listen is worth your support. Your donation makes WPR possible, really. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Is listening to Wisconsin Public Radio worth $4 a day to you? Well, if it is, consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members are listeners who contribute $1,200 or more to support Wisconsin Public Radio programs. $1,200 works out to less than $4 a day. That's like two fancy coffees. Who needs that? Who needs fancy coffee when you can have a nice radio station?
I know.
If you find out what you've been getting more value from WPR in the last year, consider a contribution at the Leadership Circle level. And if you do it now, we can thank you with a really strange gift for somebody giving such a large gift. That would be the Abraham Lincoln chia pet.
I think you like this chia, Mike. I can tell you.
Yeah, make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 18 calls to go. We're getting
all right. We're doing it. You can see this Abe Lincoln chia on our Facebook page, too, for those of you who are wondering what the heck we're talking about, which is the Kathleen Dunn Show. Also, we want to remind you, this is your lucky day, that anybody who pledges today will be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to the Packers-Lions game at Lambeau Field. And darn, can we talk about this? We have about 30 seconds left.
Yep, I think that's it. You don't have to pledge to participate, but you can send a postcard with your name, address, and telephone number to WPR Packers Tickets Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. 16 calls to go.
All right, we can do it. Thank you, Mike Arnold, so much. Thank you to Rhonda Fanning and Brett Jaspers, who produced this program. And thank you, really, for all of your support. It's really been such a ride and continues to be. WPR.org is the place for you to go to pledge.